That was met favorably, and we were happy about that. However, even though we are in a budget impasse, and although all capital projects at the state level are stopped, and however, we have taken matters in our own hands by actually using some operational dollars where capital appropriations should be used. We did that. We have tackled several unforeseen conditions across the campus, including that which the president earlier alluded to. Right. We have replaced the temporary piping with the permanent piping, and that project is, again, going to conclude before the year's end. We also, now for the first time in 140 years, have an electronic work order system at the physical plant where we can be more efficient and take the campus requests electronically. We also are, even though we have a multi-million dollar request for capital projects, some of those projects that I mentioned we are moving forward with. They will be also in my next report regarding some of the roof patch repairs that we are doing to this building as well as two other buildings across campus. Lastly, just want to mention that we applied through the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity through their Illinois Energy Now Savings Through Efficient Products program. We received a grant that allowed us to acquire devices totaling approximately $20,000 where we can update some of our plumbing, electrical, and HVAC devices, including in the Residence Hall, Jones Convocation Center, and Jacoby Dickens. We also are doing improvements across campus with this grant, including occupancy sensors, aerators for faucets, shower heads, and all other upgrades that are needed to save energy and costs. Are there any questions?
Just wanted to know the temporary fix on the hot water.
Right.
How long do we expect that to hold out and to have a new system installed for the long term?
Okay, so we have two projects. One would be the one for the underground piping that temporarily affected the hot water only to two buildings on campus. That would be the Residence Hall and the SUB. That is what we have corrected with the installation of the underground piping. The second, I believe you may be referring to, would be the generators. Is that what you're at?
Under the emergencies, the second bullet point.
Okay. Oh, the second bullet point in the report, when the before the temporary piping was installed in the trench that we see outside of Cook Building, we had to install temporary boilers for SUB and for the Residence Hall. We've done that. Those boilers have now been uninstalled because the actual temporary piping was removed and the permanent piping is now in place. So the permanent piping alleviated the need to have the boilers outside of the Residence Hall and the Student Union Building. Okay.
Any further questions of the trustees? Mr. Chairman.
Hearing no questions. Thank you, Ms. Horton.
Thank you.
Our next report is Legislative and Human Resource Update. And Trustees Leek's absent. We'll hear from our president.
Again, good morning. My name is Cecil Lucy, interim president. As relates to the political climate from discussions with representatives of the Governor's Office of Management and Budget, representatives of the Illinois Board of Higher Ed, speaking to our elected officials, whether they're from the State House or the State Senate, speaking with our paid lobbyists that are doing a great job of filtering their questions to all of the others as well, including the governor. The indications are that there's a continued budget impasse as it relates to getting a budget in the state of Illinois and any related appropriation. So given that there's still the uncertainty as to when the state will act, however, we are confident that at some point they will act prior to the end of the fiscal year. And so with that in mind, given the results in terms of my earlier report, we do not have any negative impacts to the university as a result of the state's inability to act as relates to a budget for the state and related appropriations to higher ed. So that concludes my report. I'll take any questions if there are any.
I probably should ask Mr. Owens this question, Mr. President, but if we don't receive another penny from the state, will we be able to function through June?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's not closing.
Any other questions? Hearing none, we'll move on to our student trustee report.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Paris Griffin, and I am the student representative to the Board of Trustees. First, I would like to start off by saying that President Lucy made himself available to hold meetings with the student leaders and students on this campus in order to ensure that all of our needs and questions were answered and met. This was something that was really settling for the students because we were really concerned about what our future would look like. And President Lucy has definitely made himself available and willing to work with us through whatever problems that we have. I would like to talk about homecoming, which you have already heard, but homecoming was a really uplifting event for the students here at Chicago State University this semester. Things were a little bit rocky, and so homecoming was something that, again, lifted our spirits. We participated in the first ever tailgate here at Chicago State University, as well as the first homecoming parade. Even though it was cold outside, we had a lot of fun walking around the campus and making a lot of noise and letting everyone know that we're here and we're willing to support our university in whatever ways that we can. CSU during the homecoming week also hosted several presidential and vice presidential debate watch parties, which was something that I found very important, especially with this election that just passed and the different things that our country has to face in our future. And so the fact that we as the students were able to host these events and stay engaged and aware of what was going on with the election was something that made me very proud. Royal Court, MPHC, SGA have all participated in high school tours and high school visits to recruit high school students for CSU. Again, like they said, four students attended the Thurgood Marshall Leadership Institute. Just for a bit of perspective, in the past, CSU students that have attended Thurgood Marshall College Fund's Leadership Institute were able to gain scholarships, internships, and fellowships that ultimately work towards their career goals. And our SGA president, Darren Martin, who is here, was honored and recognized by the Lincoln Academy of Illinois as the Student Laureate. This award was presented for excellence in curricular and extracurricular activities to seniors from each of the state's four-year institutions. And the final thing that I would like to talk about is the students' reaction to the media and the different things that the media tries to paint about our university. Something that we've realized this semester is that we have a lot of things working against us, but we have ourselves working for us. And so we've come together to make sure that we understand what's going on at our university as a whole and how we can band together to make sure that it doesn't negatively impact us and our story. So like Provost said, after the expose that was released, CSU students in return flooded social media with the hashtag CSU the real story, and we were able to share our different perspectives and ideas and thoughts about behind what CSU really means to us. And then, there is a video that was created by Tim Lee, the director of Housing and Residence Life. It was directed by him, but the words and thoughts are those of the students, and I would like for you guys to see it.
On 161 picturesque acres in Chicago's South Side, Chicago State University is a nationally acclaimed university that provides a lifelong education for all who enter its hallowed halls. Chicago State has a rich history that goes back nearly 150 years. opening its doors in 1867 in a leaky boxcar with 62 students, CSU has since emerged to become a fully accredited public urban institution where she embraces, engages, enlightens, educates, and empowers her students. Only 12 miles from the Loop, Chicago State has 5 colleges, offering 38 undergraduate degrees and 30 graduate degree granting programs. Consistently evolving to reflect state-of-the-art trends in higher education, Chicago State University prepares students for success in the 21st century. Students can get involved in over 80 student clubs and organizations, including the Student Government Association, a full royal court, and 11 fraternities and sororities, comprising of the Divine Nine traditional Black Greek letter organizations, one multicultural fraternity, one multicultural sorority, and one Christian race sorority. Chicago State is represented in the Western Athletic Conference by 7 sports.
What?
Cougars from all over the world enjoy competing as an NCAA Division I athlete. In August of 1995, the Cordell Reed Student Union Building opened its doors along with the modern 330-bed Housing and Residence Life Building. The conveniences of living on campus in an academically, socially, and culturally rich environment raises the probability of students having a higher GPA, building more meaningful relationships, and developing as an all-around student leader. Our University Evergreen, Everett, is an ever-present reminder of what this university means to so many. Hope, resilience, and longevity. We endure. We stand tall. We are here. Live on the 95 on the South Side at the Chicago State University.
That concludes my report.
Are there any questions?
Sound like we saved the best report for last.
At this time, I would entertain a motion to recess into executive session.
So moved.
Oh, I'm sorry. The civil service update.
Good morning, Board of Trustees, President Lucy, Attorney Cage. I know you all are expecting Bobby, but I'm just going to have to do that. My name is Alicia Terry. I'm the Vice President of the Civil Service Council. Bobby is out ill today and asks that I report on the Civil Service Employee Council for the last quarter. So our goals, our mission remains the same. We are still here to represent our civil service employees to the university administration to assist them in advising and formatting policies and procedures that relate to civil service employees. So this quarter, the Civil Service Council focused on building up employee morale because we all know that employee morale had been really low. So we hosted a few events at the university for our civil service employees. For example, in the month of October, we had Breast Cancer Awareness Day. We all dressed up for Halloween. And we had a Cubs Friday. Go Cubs, we win, right? And then for the first time ever, in November, the civil service we had Civil Service Day at a women's basketball game, and that was pretty well attended. And so these all are activities that we're just trying to do to help keep the employees in a better mood, to make them feel valued at work, and just to ensure that they feel good about getting some things done and making it happen, saying that we're more short-staffed and overloaded with work, and it's working. I believe our employees, in this personal opinion, I believe our employees are feeling a little bit better, and they're looking more hopeful, and even more so that Interim President Lucy called a meeting in the President's Gallery, and he spoke to all employees of the university. And I think that kind of helped also to boost the morale and give the employees the motivation that they need to continue on. So with that being said, Bobby wants you to know that on behalf of the Civil Service Employee Council and its members, We welcome and congratulate our newest interim president, Mr. Lucy. In addition, we would like to thank the Board of Trustees for always taking the time to listen. Thank you for your continued support, and happy holidays or Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd entertain a motion to recess into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee
Curtin? Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.